Arguments over the future of how citizen initiatives get on the Arizona ballot were the focus of 2 days of hearings in a Phoenix courtroom this week. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services was there, and he joins me. And Howie, the lawsuit is challenging a new state law which changes the standard for courts to consider whether voters get to decide a measure. Can you first remind us of what this law does, and then what were the arguments pro and con?
At the center of this is the constitutional right of voters to propose and craft and get adopted at the ballot their own laws. The courts, when looking at mistakes that have been made by circulators or by petition organizers, have said as long as the campaign is in, quote, substantial compliance with the law, we will give voters the benefit of doubt and allow them to vote on it. So in other words, if somebody has signed the petition, but they're not, the signature's in entirely within the box, or the date is wrong, or something like that, they tend to say, well, we're going to let voters decide. This law would say judges have to bounce measures from the ballot if they're not in strict compliance with the law. Now, that could be something technical like margin sizes, but it could also be, again, those kinds of questions of whether you've put in the wrong year or something like that, when everyone clearly knows what year you've signed it. The challengers are saying that constitutional right to initiative trumps the right of the legislature to make it harder to put things on the ballot. The state, which has been represented by attorneys for the Republican legislative leadership, is saying, no, we have a requirement to protect the integrity of the ballot. And they're saying all this does is ensure that only those things that meet all the requirements of the law get on the ballot. And now the judge has to decide, A, can the challenger sue? And B, even if they can sue, does the legislature have the right to impose these restrictions?
Yeah, it seems as though there's been a question of standing and whether or not challengers might have to wait for a measure to actually not make the ballot before they say this is causing harm, right?
This becomes an interesting question of whether a case is, as the lawyers would put it, ripe. So what essentially the challengers are doing is they're saying this statute is unconstitutional on its face. And therefore, you don't have to wait for an actual challenge. The attorneys for the Republican leadership are saying, look, this is an academic exercise. Until somebody actually has some petitions that they're challenging and we can see what the effects are, judge, you can't issue a ruling in a vacuum. Now, the obvious problem from the challenger's perspective is they could go out and spend a couple of $100,000 getting signatures on petitions, only to have them thrown out over the strict compliance standard, which is why they want a clear ruling now.
You mentioned signatures, and signatures were the subject of another law passed this year by the state legislature, basically saying that you cannot pay signature gatherers by the signature that they collect. You have to pay them by the hour. And there was some news on that just yesterday, right, Howie, with a potential challenge to that measure.
Yes. The same group that's filing the legal challenge to the issue of strict compliance is also asking voters to go ahead and refer to the ballot this question of paying signature circulators by the signature. The problem that the organization is having is they've had to devote so much money to this legal challenge. Because remember, the defense is being paid for by taxpayers, both in terms of the Attorney General's office and in terms of the Republican legislative leadership. So the challengers are having to find as much they can in private money. And quite frankly, you know, legal help is not cheap. And so they've used up pretty much all of what they've got on this. So they've suspended their paid circulator campaign because they were using paid circulators to put both the petition circulator measure on the ballot in a strict compliance as a backstop. And now they've have to figure out, okay, can we do it with volunteers? And, you know, as we all know, trying to get measures on the ballot with volunteers is somewhere, you know, between slim and impossible.
There is kind of a time crunch here. These new laws are scheduled to go into effect in just a couple of weeks at the beginning of August. Did the judge give any indication of when she might rule and give the state Supreme Court a chance to weigh in?
Well, she surprisingly said she's not going to rule until perhaps August 4th, which is interesting since, as you point out, the new law takes effect on August 9th. Now, the chances of the state Supreme Court being able to get briefed and weigh in between August 4th and the end of August 8th is slim. So the presumption is that whatever she rules, the losing side will ask for a stay of her ruling to essentially keep the situation the way it is now while the Supreme Court gets a chance to review it, or ask the Supreme Court for a stay while they get a chance to review it. And, you know, they have to get, you know, at least several justices to agree to that. So we're going right down to the wire here.
A few more twists and turns still to come. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks for your time as always.
You're welcome.